So how was your Christmas? It's a question I've been asked a lot of times in this last week or so. I usually try to answer the question in the present tense as a subtle reminder that it is still Christmas. But I know what they're asking. So to answer it, I've probably used adjectives like peaceful, joyful, quiet, calm. Kind of sounds like I'm singing Silent Night, doesn't it? Who didn't have a Christmas that was peaceful, joyful, quiet, and calm? Well, there were plenty who didn't. The things I take for granted. The word epiphany means manifestation. And it's on this day that we recognize that the salvation of Jesus Christ is for every person in every corner of the world. If the Magi could discover Jesus from the other side of the world, then everyone should get to see that star. It's been difficult to come worship Jesus this morning in many parts of Kansas, including here, and many rightfully chose not to be here, wisely chose not to be here. Some of you perhaps should have chosen not to be here. But I also think on this day of four corners of the world that deserve our attention and our prayer, where the difficulty in living the faith is much more than the weather. Oh, there are many more than four corners, but the Lord led me to pray for those whose Christmas was dark in Ukraine, in Nicaragua, in Bethlehem, and in Sudan. By now, the suffering in Ukraine is quite well known. In fact, after 3 years, many perhaps shrug their shoulders when it's on the news. But when the archbishop in Kharkiv proclaims on Christmas Eve that the light of Christmas is so intense that it rises above any aggression or bombing, and 500,000 celebrated Christmas without heat or water, I realized that Christmas in Dodge City was unlike Christmas in Ukraine. Of the four corners of the world that are on my heart, Nicaragua is the most Catholic, more than 40%. But it would be hard to know that right now, as almost every Catholic church and procession and orphanage and festival has been shut down. Every religious sister was ordered to leave the country by December 31st. It's very telling when Bishop Alvarez of the Diocese of Matagalpa in Nicaragua celebrates Christmas Mass in Seville, Spain, the closest he can get to his own country. And even the place where Christmas has its origins searches for light on December 25th. The Archbishop of the Holy Land said, "This time is the second year we've had a sad Christmas in Bethlehem." Think about this. We had more people for Mass here on Christmas Eve than they did at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. And perhaps the corner of the earth that gets the least attention is the place where the suffering is the greatest. Nearly a quarter of the country of Sudan celebrated Christmas displaced from their own homes. Only 3% of Sudan is Catholic, but they have been caught in the crosshairs of two military groups fighting for control. How ironic that the Magi brought gold to the newborn king. But it is the gold mines in the north of Sudan that have led to so much greed and violence. Isaiah said in our first reading, "Darkness covers the earth, but upon you the Lord will shine." The light of Christ still shines in Ukraine and Nicaragua, Bethlehem and Sudan. How was your Christmas? In all corners of the world, people should be able to say, "Christ was born for me."